grind together. We all came from underpants.
What's up? Lay ill kid at one young star. Hold it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year. Coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right. I ain't gonna tell you no lies. Thumbnails, we getting into animation, anime, cartoons, it's all fair game here. And today, we into that Star Trek Prodigy. You know what? I love this episode. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm not gonna pull no punches. Now, before we get started, you know what I'm saying? We got the co-host in the house. How you doing?
Nothing.
You just chilling?
Yep.
You sure you're just kicking it? You got Spider-Man upside down. You all up in the shot. All right, go. Chill. All right, so. You saw Star Trek Prodigy 2, right?
Yeah.
And you thought it was...
It was the end.
It was good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, guys, before we get started, big shout out to anyone who's in here early on the chat, watching the live. Shouts out to the replay folks. Going in, holler at me in them comments, all that good stuff, if you want to get your Star Trek Prodigy on. Teamwork makes the dream work, all right? Now, I know this is a two-part episode. Part of me was like, you know what? Since this is a two-part episode, what I'll do is wait until the next episode drops so we can do both of them. But I really like this episode a whole lot. So, okay, this season has done a good job of building to this moment. With putting our pieces in play, doing the Kobayashi Maru, doing the time displacement, all that stuff, kind of slowly bringing them together as a team and seeing them form up was so good after the things that we've experienced. We've gotten some very good character development. This is a show that I wish was actually a little bit longer than it was, but I know when it comes to animation for the youth, in most cases, they keep that joint to like 30 minutes or like basically like 25 minutes, 22 minutes, something like that. But it was refreshing to see, you know, Dal was like kind of feeling down and out. He's like, man, yo, you know, well, first of all, we open on a high. We come in, rocks all hype, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I got the warp core, all that stuff. Everybody's cool, right? So Dreadnought's head turns on with the recording, and that's what brings Dal down. Because the Dreadnought's recording for the Diviner is on, so I'm like, yo, look, you come back, you bring the ship back to me, all right? Now I'm going to set everybody free. You know what I'm saying? I just want the ship. That's all I want. Now, you know he lying. You know, we know he lying. We know he lying for he done lied it. But we gotta let them do their thing. So Dal is feeling down because he doesn't want to go back. You know, Dal, like, shoot. Like, I don't know if I'll ever get out. And I mean, I can understand that feeling of just even thinking of a place like that, feeling like, yo, I'm going back to my worst nightmare. But this time, my brother, young Dal, you ain't alone. Gwen comes and she's like, yo, she like, nah, we a crew now. Yo, we crew, son. You know, we gonna be all right. And just seeing her turn, because we had this situation where they kind of like played this cat and mouse game. And then the situation where she was kind of essentially their captive. And now to where the crew had to kind of form to save her. And now her in turn doing the same thing to save the crew as passing information off to Rock in the time displacement. Everyone has gotten through the emotions of kind of depending on one another. And I like that she took the time to say, hey, yo, don't worry about it. You ain't alone this time. This time when you go back, you got all of us. You got Jacob, you got Zero, you got Rock, you got me, you got Murph, all right? And Murph, we gonna talk about Murph, but we got Murph. And it was just satisfying to see that. That, you know, she helped, you know, gave him a shoulder to lean on. It was like, you know what? Let's get to planning. And then when they all came together to plan, I was like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like to see. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what I like to see right there. I was like, the team coming together. And we, of course, when they came together, I was like, okay, they're not going to show us the plan until like the end of the joint. But, you know, just knowing that they now trust one another in that way is so cool. So cool to experience, so cool to see, and I'm happy, you know, just to have it in general. And man, it could have really went the wrong way. It could have went another way. But they got each other now. They on each other's side. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong. You got somebody got you. You know what I'm saying? So when they show up for the exchange, I was like, yo, you know he gonna double cross you. You know he gonna do something wrong. And I love how this is kind of like directed in this situation where, you know, you come out and it seems like, all right, maybe their, you know, maybe their whole plan just ain't working. You know, their whole plan was just a bad plan. But nah, bruh. They was waiting for that double cross. They was like, nah, bruh. See, we done already beam zero down. See, we done thought of your double cross. We was like, yo, you know he gonna double cross us, right? He gonna cross us up. He gonna hit us with the Allen Iverson of plan. So what we gotta do is make sure that we ready for the cross up, all right? And then double team and form a trap zone defense, all right? But when he tried to come through the lane, all right? So, Diviner comes in. He weaves his little words to Gwen, and it kind of makes sense. And in this moment, I am willing to... I've jumped on her attitude about the left behind or whatever. I forgot. The left behind kids. And
the bad guy.
Yes. So the Diviner, seeing her difference between the Diviner's feelings and hers really set me, I feel for her now. And I think that she's coming to her own of like, yo, look, I know I did this. I know I stood by and did nothing. But this time I'm coming to redeem not only myself, but also in a way kind of pay for what I've done. And, you know, be the one that kind of stands up for these people that have nobody to advocate for them. And I was like, Gwen, we here now. We here. You owned up to what you did, what you were a part of, even if you were a part of that in silence or a part of it due to your inaction. You owned up to it. And we here now. Gwen, we down. So they get on the ship. They start going away. And it's like, yo... You knew the double cross was coming. Homie blows up the ships and all that. They ain't got no life support. All that bad stuff. Well, you think anything's done? Dow was like, all right, are they gone? We can stop faking it now. Zero come through in the clutch, though. Zero comes through. She got the little jetpacks. Everybody's cool. Well, for now, to a certain degree. They still only got a little bit of oxygen. They only got a little bit of atmosphere. But they've got the ability to try to move and maneuver and help these people get up off this rock. You know what I'm saying? Because they're just stuck out there on an asteroid and it's not all good. So I love the way they were ready for the Diviner. They had been under his thumb so much. They were like, we know kind of how he rolls. We know what he do. We know how he get down. And just sending Zero out there first, using the technology and the way... made me proud. You made me proud. Now, on the flip side, and I also noticed that they showed that the little cat kid a whole lot. So the cat kid will probably be joining the crew, I'm pretty sure. Because that was kind of like the one little being that we saw Gwen kind of like personally take in. So we'll most likely see the cat join the crew. Which is cool. Ain't nothing wrong with a cat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not a super cat person, but I mean, hey, do your thing. So on the ship, though, like, you know what? Before I get to the diviner and Gwen, before I get to that, I want to pause for the cause, for the voice acting on this show. The voice acting on this show has been top notch, has been stellar. I ain't going to lie to y'all. Even if you watch this show and you have, like, say if you watch this show and you close your eyes or you have your backs turned, you can hear, like, so much emotion in their voice. And they, you know, no one kind of just comes through sounding like they reading lines. And sometimes that can happen in an animated series because, you know, maybe they're not buying into the character or characters, or they're not buying into the story. But here, man, the voice actor really comes through. One part of this story that is getting old to me, though. We're 9 episodes in, and we still gotta listen to the diviner be like, "I'll tell you in a little bit. Just wait. I'm gonna tell you the truth." And they get on the ship. "I'll tell you again. It's super important to our being." It's so important that she gotta keep waiting to hear it. Like, it's the most crucial important to their existence, but somehow we gotta keep waiting to hear it. It's one of those things where when you make people wait too long, they don't care anymore. And I don't really care anymore. I don't care why he needs the ship. I have no care. I don't care. I'm like, look, give us the ship back. It ain't yours. Leave me alone. Because the only thing, unless you're about to say that Dreadnought and the Diviner were part of the original crew and the Federation left them for dead or something like that, which I doubt, then I honestly don't care. I really don't care. I cared a little bit in the beginning, but we 9 episodes deep and we still talk about, like, "I'll tell you in a little bit. It's so important. It's the most important thing in the world. I'd give everything for it. Our existence. Just wait a little bit, I'll tell you again." It's like, yo, man, I don't care no more. I did care, but now I don't care. Why you just give us the shit back? I want to see the crew go on cool missions, get up out our face, because I'm not interested in you no more. And Dreadnought, look, hey, you know where you can go, all right? In a handbasket, all right? So the thing that we learned here once again is Dreadnought gets on this ship and immediately is like, click, 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 clack. You know what I'm saying? Janeway gone. Then brings in the evil Janeway, all right? So I'm like, yo, how... In the way the Diviner comes on the ship, kind of like he's been there before, there's something about their relations to the ship that I kind of care about, but I don't care why it's important anymore. At least not to the Diviner. So we see... I don't know, man. I guess we see, like, an opportunity for the Diviner to kind of make amends with Gwen, but it's taken so long, I don't care no more. And it's just corny to me. Now, when they do that mind melt thing and they're like, "Yo, check it. You know, like, I'm a give you my thoughts so we can, you know, I can tell you what's going on." And he like, "You hiding something from me." I thought that was hilarious. I thought that was straight hilarious. Like, for real. I thought that was hilarious because I was like, finally, we're going to see what they doing. And Murph, the MVP, Murph MVP. Yo, I knew it when they said, "Oh, Murph is basically indestructible." I was like, they're going to use this for some kind of story plot thing, but I figured they'd use him as, like, a shield for something or something, like, protect them. No, they used him to literally swallow a whole star and straight up smuggle it off the ship. So now we're in the episode with them kind of at a stalemate now. Like, is the Diviner going to have to pull a U-turn to come back? Because, I mean, that's why he wants the protostar so bad, because of the protostar. So, you know, they're going to have to, you know what I'm saying, loop back, come through. And we'll see what happens in the second part. I am super excited, man. I'm digging this one. I do think we'll see the Diviner versus Dreadnought sooner or later. Because Dreadnought, I think, is getting tired. I think he's getting tired of the Diviner's... you might as well say weakness for lack of a better term. I'm sure he's getting tired of it. Like, slam, tired, finish, done. You know what I'm saying? He like, look, I ain't messing with you no more. I'm finished with you. I'm tired of this. I'm going to kill her and I'm going to kill you. So we'll see how that plays out. Now, to the chat. What's up, Captain RGD? Nice to see you up in the chat. Captain RGD said, does Boba Fett suck? All right, Captain RGD, you coming up in here. You coming up in here starting mess. One, you know we talking about Star Trek and not Star Wars right now. You know what I'm saying? You know? Yes. Uh-huh, that's right. So you know you wrong for coming in here cross-contaminating the stars, all right, with the wars and the Trek. The first thing you know you're doing wrong. That's how you know you're evil on that, on the first one. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So you know you're wrong on that. Two, you need to come through on Sundays at noon to get your Boba Fett fill. Three, come on, man. Come on. What kind of question is that? You know what channel you want. Come on. Do you really want me to answer that for you? The answer is a resounding no. All right, resounding no. All right. You want to tell him about it? All right, you come here. Look, for a little bit, guys. I'm sorry. Tell him whatever you got to tell him about Boba Fett, please.
Boba Fett is black hair with a brother nose, superhero geek.
Uh huh.
And also, Boba Fett got to get the gun.
Uh huh.
And leave.
Uh huh. Bow.
And.
Uh huh.
Rise to the air.
Uh huh.
And.
Uh huh.
They stopped the white bad guy from Star Wars from the ship.
Oh, yeah, the guy, the stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And. Let's see this. Boba Fett was like, yeah, I like to go in the Star Wars movie. And like, yeah. Black cat. No. Black cat.
Alright, get out of here. Get out of here. Hey, alright, you got enough. Alright, you got your answer. It's a resounding enough. Alright. Back to Star Trek Prodigy. Guys, I love this episode. I really dig it. There's very few things that I do not like about this show. I mean, there might be like one or two things. This show is animated well. I love the art style. There is money put into this show. Like Paramount Plus, on the real, say what you want. Paramount Plus is leaning into their strongest property and they are not, look, all gas, no brakes. Discovery is on point. Lower Decks is funnier than it has a right to be. Prodigy is definitely coming through for a youth show that I'm enjoying a whole lot. And Picard, you know, we'll see what happens this season. Picard is, yo man, look. You know how I felt about season one of Picard. But look, for the most part, Star Trek is back. It's killing it. They're doing an awesome job, man. I'm excited to see where this goes, especially with Prodigy, because I am hooked. So, guys, holler at me. I'm going to holler at you. Down in them comments, yo. We about to leave. If Thanos is not a superhero. Thanos is a supervillain.
Avengers?
Well, he fights the Avengers.
He got the gem.
Yes, he does have the gems or the stones.
Or the kissy stone.
No. Anyway, guys, holler at me. I'm going to holler at you. Down in the comments, let's talk Star Trek Prodigy. Also, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those places. Hit that thumbs up if you like what you're seeing. Hit it down if you don't. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those things. DM me if you want to be part of the email newsletter, which is super dope because we got all kinds of cool things.
I am going to get a job to go in the building with remote and work.
Anyway, guys, podcast for listening, Spotify for music. We're going to leave you with P.L. Parker Lewis and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. From us to you, thank you for watching. Peace. Tell them we out. You sure we out? Are you sure we out? Are you sure we out? Are you gonna put your hand on it? No, you ain't. We love y'all. Bye.